District 1 in the lower Yukon River saw its first commercial opening for the fall season on Monday, and Gweekback bought five times its usual amount of fish. Tuesday, the buyer canceled the opening scheduled that evening for District 2.
Everybody got their limits, and we're at our limit physically.
That's Jack Schulteis. He manages Gweekback Fisheries in Amonok. The 12-hour opening targeted fall chum salmon, which sold for 60 cents a pound. And for the first time since 2011, any king's cod could be sold as well for a whopping $5.50 per pound. The opening infused hundreds of thousands of dollars into the pocketbooks of fishermen in the lower river. One of those fishermen was Matty Beans.
Yeah, I just woke up when you called.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry if I woke you up.
No, I'm just kidding. I've been up for about half an hour. I'm drinking some coffee.
Beans is from St. Mary's, which is in District 2, where the opening was canceled. The day before, he'd boated with his fishing partner to District 1.
Fishing last night was great. We had about six totes of chums, roughly about 4,000 pounds.
And one king salmon. The trip took 4 hours each direction, over 70 miles in harsh weather.
35-mile-an-hour wind with mist rain and hard rain and rain that makes your eyes squint.
Most fishermen in District 2 didn't spend the time and gas going out. They were planning on fishing the following day in their district.
So why did the opening have to be closed? You were just overloaded?
Yeah, we just got close to 500,000 pounds of fish. And, you know, we just don't have the capacity to safely handle another opening.
After another buyer dropped out this summer, Gweekback became the only company buying fish on the river. Here's Jack Schulteis again with Gweekback. What do you mean by safely handle?
Being able to take the fish to where we're not going to have quality issues or spoilage. And all of our tender boats are loaded up to turn those boats around. It's just too much for us.
When the opening in District 2 of the Yukon was canceled Tuesday, just hours before it was to begin, fishermen upriver who had not made the drive down the day before had no choice but to stay on shore.
Communities of Pilot Station, Mountain Village, St. Mary's, Pitcus Point, Marshall, Russian Mission, we're all in this district. None of us are going to be able to fish today.
So how is that going to affect you, not being able to fish tonight?
Well, that's a couple grand we're going to miss out on tonight. It's going to affect us buying some school clothes for the kids, put some more food on the table, you know, stock up on heat and fuel.
How many kids?
Six kids.
The Alaska Fish and Game Department says more openings are likely this season. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.